Pray.
Lord, we're thankful that we can come again this evening to you, though located in many different places, we're together in the Lord Jesus Christ.
主，我们感谢您今天晚上，不管我们身处在多少个不同的地方，我们都能来到您这里， 因为在主的里面，我们都是随时都可以到你这里来。
We're thankful that the Holy Spirit is here with us tonight, both to encourage us and to teach us.
我们也感谢圣灵今天晚上也与我们同在，他既是来鼓励我们的，也是来教导我们的。
And so we pray that indeed this evening you will teach us by your Spirit, that we might learn your truth and understand it, and by the grace of God believe it and obey it.
主，我们的祷告就是今天晚上您一定要让圣灵教导我们，让我们能够读懂您的真理，明白您的真理，同时也因着您的恩典，让我们能够顺服和回应。
So guide Trevor, we pray as he speaks, and guide each of us as we listen. And we ask this in Jesus' name.
不知道啊。哦。
我们祈求您在Trevor讲课的时候，您能带领他，也带领我们能够明白，奉主耶稣基督的名祈求，阿门。Amen.
Good evening, everyone.
大家晚上好。It's
nice to be with you again.
很高兴再次的跟大家在一起。And
we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我是奉主的名向大家问安。Well,
we've been learning the last couple of weeks a little bit about making sure we learn the context of a story.
那我们过去的几周呢，一直都在讲一个话题，就是当我们读圣经的一段故事的时候呢，我们要确定我们是在它的一个上下文背景中去理解。Because
without the context of the story, it's very easy to get the wrong interpretation of the story.
因为如果你不是结合它的上下文去理解的话，你很容易就得出一个错误的解读。And
when you and I are studying the scriptures to be able to teach them to somebody else, we don't want to tell them the thing that God doesn't want to tell them.
那当如果我们跟别人讲圣经，分享神的真理的时候，我们可不想把神没有讲的，没有的意思讲给别人听。We
would like to share the story that God wants to communicate to mankind.
我们想要跟别人分享的是神真的想要跟人类交通的那真理。That's
why he gave us the Bible.
这也是为什么他给我们人类圣经。So
we have what God wants to say to mankind.
那圣经就是告诉我们神到底要跟人类说什么。Tonight
we'd like to think a little bit about geography.
那今天晚上呢，我们来讲讲这个地理的背景。We'd
like to think about the land.
我们看看这个地啊，这个土地。And
the interesting things that we learn that help us to understand what the Bible is teaching.
就是来看一下，在地理方面一些有趣的事情，能够帮助我们来明白圣经的。Some
things are easy to understand.
那有些呢，点是比较容易明白的。And
some things are harder to understand.
有些呢，理解起来就有点难。And
to help us, it's nice to use something we call an atlas.
那对我们有帮助的呢，我们通常把这个工具叫做地图册。And
in particular, there might be something we call a Bible atlas.
那特别是呢，我们管这个叫圣经地图册。And
so if you could accidentally find one or purposely find one, that would be an excellent help.
对，如果你偶尔翻到一个圣经地图，或者是有意识的去找一个圣经地图的话，对你理解圣经都是有帮助的。And
so that's how we're going to start our study tonight, looking at some simple things.
那我们今天晚上的学习呢，我们先从简单的例子开始讲。
And so let's begin our study tonight, looking in the Psalms.
我们先来看一个诗篇。
Psalm 103 and verse 12.
103篇的12节。
This one talks about direction.
那这个节经文呢，告诉我们的是方向。
We read what the Lord has done with our transgressions.
这里面讲的是神是怎么处理我们的罪和过犯的。
It says in verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
他这节经文说东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
So the geographical part is the east and the west.
那他这地理的这个要素呢，就是东和西了。
How far is the east from the west?
那东离西到底有多远呢？
Not just sort of like China is in East Asia and North America is called the West. Not that kind of east-west.
这里说的这个东西不是是指，比如说中国是在亚洲的东部，然后这个温哥华加拿大是在北美。西半球不是这个概念。
Not like there's Eastern Africa and Western Africa.
也不是说是西非或者是东非。
But just the directions east and west.
这里面说的就是方向，东方和西方。
If you started walking in the east direction and there was a road all the way around the earth, you could walk east forever.
那假设呢，你沿着一条围绕地球的一周的路啊，你一直往东走的话呢，你可以一直往东走，永远走下去。
You would go around and around the earth. You could circle the earth millions and millions of times and still walk east.
你可以绕着地球走无数圈呢，但你朝着这个方向始终还是往东走。
You would never ever walk west. You just keep walking east.
然后你不管怎么走呢，你都不会说我现在朝西走了，你永远都是在朝东走。
Or you could walk in towards the west, and you could keep walking west all the way around the world.
那同样道理，如果你是开始出发的时候是朝西的话呢，你也可以一直绕着地球走，一直都是在朝西走。
And east and west never touch each other.
就是说东和西永远都不会碰头的。
They never come together.
他们永远都不会遇见彼此的。
And that's how far God has taken our sins from us.
那神使我们的过犯和我们的罪就离我们这么远。
Now, if you could keep walking west forever and ever, that means your sins are never coming back.
那你可以朝西走，一直永永远远朝西走，也就意味着你的罪永远不会回来了。
Now, aren't you glad the Bible doesn't say as far as the north is from the south?
你会不会觉得很高兴圣经没有说南与北有多远，我的过犯就离我有多远。
What would happen if you started walking north?
那如果你开始就往东往北走的话，会出现什么事情呢？
The problem is when you get to the North Pole, you start walking south.
结论就是你要走到了北极以后呢，再往前走就是往南走了。
And you could walk south until you get to the South Pole.
然后你就一直往南走，一直走到了南极。
And then you start walking north.
然后过了南极这个点，你就开始往北走了。
So there are two places on the earth where north and south meet.
所以在地球上有两个点呢，是南和北是碰头的。
They might be a long distance away from each other, but they meet.
那也许 南和北的这个中间的距离是很远，但是呢，它总有一点他们是会碰头的。
And the Bible says, not as far away as the north is from the south, but it says from the east to the west.
但圣经说，我最离我们不是像南和北那么远，而是像东和西离的那么远。
Do you know why it says that?
为什么他是这么说的呢？
This is really exciting.
因为这真的让我们很兴奋。
Because when Jesus paid the price for our sins and transgressions, they're gone.
因为当耶稣为我们的罪和过犯付上代价了以后呢，这罪和过犯就完全没有了。
They're not coming back.
他们再也不回来了。
Jesus paid the price so completely that they're gone.
所以耶稣付上的这个代价是如此的完全，他们是彻底消失了。
And here in Psalm 103,
所以在这个诗篇103篇里，
God is using a little bit of geography to help us understand what he's done with our sin.
所以在这里呢，在这个诗篇103篇里，神就用了一点这种地理的常识来帮助我们理解我们的罪离我们有多远。
That Jesus paid the price so well, they're not ever coming back to us again.
就耶稣付的这个代价是完全足够，所以罪就永远再也不会回来了。
And we don't have to worry about it coming back.
我们再也不用担心这罪会重新回到我们的身上。
Because you and I are eternally secure in Jesus Christ.
因为你和我在基督里面是在永恒里都是安全的。
Isn't that great?
这是不是很好啊，很伟大。
That's part of the geography of the Bible.
这就是你只是举了一个小例子啊，圣经里面关于地理方面的一些知识。
Let's look at another one in the book of Jonah.
好，我们再看一个例子啊，就约拿书。
In the book of Jonah, chapter 1.
第一章。
And we're just going to read the whole chapter.
我们要把这第一章的整章都读一遍。
Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city this, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, And he went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, and he paid the fare thereof, and went down into the ship to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said to him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon your God. If so be that God will think upon us that we perish not, And they said, every one to his fellow, Come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then they said to him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is your occupation, and where do you come from? What is your country, and of what people are you? And he said to them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which made the sea and the dry land. And then there were men. Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said unto him, Why have you done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Then they said to him, What shall we do to you that the sea might be calm to us? For the sea wrought and is wrought and tempestuous. And he said to them, Take me up and throw me into the sea. So shall the sea be calm for you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to land, for they could not, for the sea was wrought and tempestuous against them. Therefore they cried to the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from raging, and the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice to the Lord, and they made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights.
约拿书一章，耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿说，你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶达到我面前。约拿却起来逃往他施去躲避耶和华，下到约帕，遇见一只船要往他施去，他就给了船价，上了船，要与船上的人同往他施去躲避耶和华。然而耶和华使海中起大风，海就狂风大作，甚至船几乎破坏，水手便惧怕，个人哀求自己的神，他们将船上的货物抛在海中，为要使船轻些。约拿已下到底舱，躺卧沉睡，船主到他那里对他说，你这沉睡的人哪，为何这样呢？起来求告你的神，或者神顾念我们，使我们不至灭亡。船上的人彼此说，来吧，我们撤迁，看看这灾临到我们是因谁的缘故。于是他们撤迁，撤出约拿来。众人对他说，请你告诉我们，这灾临到我们是因谁的缘故？你以何事为业？你从哪里来？你是哪一国，属哪一族的人？他说，我是希伯来人，我敬畏耶和华那创造沧海大地之天上的神。他们就大大惧怕，对他说，你做的是什么事呢？他们已经知道他躲避耶和华，因为他告诉了他们。他们问他说，我们当向你怎样行，使海浪平静呢？这话是因海浪越发翻腾。他对他们说，你们将我抛起来，抛在海中，海就平静了。我知道你们遭这大风是因我的缘故。然而那些人竭力荡桨，要把船拢岸，却是不能，因为海浪越发向他们翻腾。他们便求告耶和华说，耶和华啊，我们恳求你，不要因这人的性命使我们灭亡，使我们死亡，不要使流无辜血的罪归于我们，因为你耶和华是随自己的意志行事。他们遂将约拿抬起，抛在海中，海的狂浪就平息了。那些人便大大敬畏耶和华，向耶和华献祭，并且许愿。耶和华安排一条大鱼吞了约拿，他在鱼腹中三日三夜。
Now you may not have noticed the geographic feature in this story.
那你可能不一定注意到这里面关于地理的一些要素啊。
And this story, like the previous one we were reading in Psalm 103, verse 12, gives us a direction.
那这个呢，跟刚才读的诗篇103篇的那节经文一样，它也是给了我们一个方向。
It doesn't say east and west this time.
但那这次呢，它不是说的东西这个方向。
For this time we read, Jonah went down.
但这次呢，我们读到是约拿在往下走。
In verse 2, God said, Jonah, arise.
第二节里面，神对约拿说，你起来。
Go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come before me.
往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶达到我面前。
God was telling Jonah, go and tell them to repent.
神呢是让约拿去到这个尼尼微大城去，让他们悔改。
Repent from your sin.
让他们从罪中悔改。
And be right with God.
和神修复关系。
And so what did Jonah do?
约拿做了什么呢？
In verse 3, it's a little bit tricky.
那第三节呢，有一点微妙了。
Jonah arose.
约拿的确起来了。
But it says he arose to flee.
但他起来呢，却是为了逃跑。
He wanted to flee from the presence of the Lord.
他起来要逃避耶和华的面。
And it says he went down to Joppa.
然后这里面用了一个词说下到约帕。
So he went from the city of Jerusalem, which is about 725 meters above sea level, down to the city of Joppa at sea level.
那他是从哪逃的？是从耶路撒冷开始。耶路撒冷的海拔呢，差不多是725米。那然后一直往下走到约帕呢，就是跟海平面差不多平齐的这样一个城市了。
So literally, he went down.
所以他的确是从上高的地方往下走了。
But what was Jonah doing?
那约拿是在干什么呢？
He was trying to flee from God.
他是想要逃避神。
He was trying to disobey God.
因为他想尝试要背逆神。
God told him to arise and go and tell the gospel to the people of Nineveh.
神是让他起来去向尼尼微城的人传福音。
But instead he was fleeing.
但是他没有这样做，相反呢，却是逃跑了。
And he went down.
然后他往下走。
Did you know that when God calls you and me to share the gospel with another person, we have no other higher calling?
你要知道，当神呼召我们去给一个别人传福音的时候，是没有比这更崇高的呼召了。
It's the great job that God has given to all of his people.
这是神给他所有他的子民最高的崇高的一个工作了。
In Mark it would say, go and preach the gospel to every creature.
在马可说你们要把这福音传遍各地，传遍地极。
In Matthew it says, go and make disciples out of in every nation.
在马太是说你要使万族的人都做我的门徒。
Paul would say, tell the people because the love of Christ constrains us to.
保罗说是因为耶稣基督的爱呀，促使我们一定要去跟别人传福音。
And that's a very high calling.
所以这是一个非常高的呼召。
And when you don't answer it, you're spiritually going down.
如果你不回应这个呼召呢，你在属灵上就是在往下走了。
And so this direction helps us understand also his spiritual direction.
所以呢，这个地理的这个方向也告诉我们他的这个属灵的情况是往哪个方向走。
He physically went down and he spiritually went down.
那他的肉身呢，肉体呢是从高处往低处走，他的属灵现在也同样是从高处往低处走。
But not only did he go down to Joppa, verse 3 says, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, and he paid the fare thereof, and he went down into the ship.
然后在第三节里呢，告诉我们他不仅下到约帕，而且他遇到一只船，要往他驶去，他就给了船架上了船。
So it wasn't just enough there, he went down a little further.
所以光到约帕他还不只停在这里，还要继续往下走，就到了船上。
So he stepped off the dock and down into the ship.
所以呢，他就是从这个甲板上，从这个旱地里啊，就是现在下到船上了。
Then God sent a storm to sort of get Jonah to go in the right direction.
然后神呢，就在海中兴起大风呢，是要想让约拿呢回到正确的方向去。
But Jonah was determined to go in the wrong direction.
但是约拿呢是下定决心一定要朝着这个错误的方向走。
In verse 5, it says, Jonah was gone down into the bottom of the ship and was fast asleep.
第五节里面他说约拿已下到底舱躺卧沉睡。
So he not only came from Jerusalem to Joppa, but he went from the dock into the ship, and now from the top of the ship, and now he's in the bottom of the ship.
所以我们看，他是一路向下，他从耶路撒冷700多米的地方下到约帕海平面这里，然后呢，再下到从陆地下到船上，然后再从船的这个上面下到船的底舱。
And then you see him, he's asleep.
然后你看他就睡了。
He didn't even care.
他一点都不关心。
The captain of the ship, he cared.
这个船主啊，他可是关心的。
But Jonah didn't care at all.
但是约拿一点都不在乎。
And he cared so little that later on he says, throw me into the sea.
他不在乎到一定的程度啊，他甚至后面告诉他们说你把我扔到海里就行了。
And so later we read that they threw him out of the boat and he was sinking in the sea.
然后后面呢我们又读到他们真的把他扔到了海里，然后他就继续往海底沉。
He keeps on going down.
你看他这个方向还是继续在往下走。
He's such a disobedient man.
他是一个真的是很悖逆的人。
He was willing to be thrown into the sea rather than tell people about repentance.
他宁可自己被扔到海里了，他也不愿意去给别人传这个悔改的信息。
But God wasn't finished.
但是神还没有结束。
It says in the last verse that God prepared a great fish to swallow him, and Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and 3 nights.
十七节，耶和华安排一条大鱼吞了约拿，他在鱼腹中三日三夜。
In the second chapter, Jonah is praying.
在第二章的时候呢，约拿就开始祷告了。
In verse 3, he says, You cast me into the deep.
第三节，二章三节，他说，你将我投下深渊。
In verse 6, it says, I went down to the bottoms of the mountains.
第六节，他说，我下到山根。
That's as far away from God as you could physically get.
这是你的这个肉体啊，能够到远离神的这个极处的地方了。
And still be alive.
然后依然你还活着。
And Jonah was admitting that he had gone as far away from God as he possibly could.
然后约拿在这里就承认了，他是能离神多远，他就走了又多远。
It's sort of interesting that Jonah had to go to the very lowest place in his life for God to get his attention.
所以这很有意思啊，就约拿一定要进到他生命中最低最低的地方，然后神才能引起他的注意。
And sometimes that happens to you and to me also.
有的时候这样的事也发生在你和我的身上。
When we disobey God.
当我们悖逆神的时候。
Oh, we shouldn't disobey God.
当然我们不应该悖逆神。
But sometimes, unfortunately, we do.
但是有的时候很不幸，我们的确悖逆神。
And we are walking down.
那我们就是在往下走。
We don't ever want to walk down. We want to walk with God.
我们可不想往下走，我们是想与神同行。
First John says we should walk in the light, just like He is in the light.
约翰一书告诉我们，我们应该在光中行，就像神在光中一样。
We're supposed to walk with God.
所以我们应该是与神同行的。
Not run away from him.
不要逃避神。
And especially not go down.
特别是不要往下走。
In chapter 3, God tells him to do the very same thing he did in chapter 1.
然后到第三章的时候呢，神就让约拿做在第一章开始让他做的那个一模一样的事。
Oh, I guess I forgot to read the last verse of chapter 2.
Oh, 我忘记读这个二章的最后一节了。
When it says, And the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited up Jonah on the dry land.
二章十节，耶和华吩咐鱼，鱼就把约拿吐在旱地上。
So now he's starting to go up again.
那从这个点开始呢，他又开始往上走了。
He's at sea level.
现在呢他已经到海平面了。
And God's going to start here and say, Arise and go to Nineveh again.
那神就从这一点告诉他，从开始告诉他说，你起来，继续去往尼尼微大城。
And this time, in verse 3 it says, And Jonah arose, and he went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord.
然后三章三节里，这次呢，约拿是便照耶和华的话起来，往尼尼微去了。
So this time he's obeying.
那这一次呢，他顺服了。
And he went up to Nineveh.
然后他就上到了尼尼微城。
And he preached.
然后他讲了道。
It wasn't a very enthusiastic message.
当然他讲的这个也不是什么热情洋溢的道啊。
Verse 4 says, In 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown or destroyed.
第四节告诉我们他讲的道就是再等40日尼尼微必倾覆了。
And the next verse is absolutely marvelous.
那下一节呢是真的是非常的奇妙了。
It says, so the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them.
尼尼微人信服神便宣告禁食从最大的到至小的都穿麻衣。
The whole city believed God.
也就是说整个城的人都信神了。
Imagine God telling Jonah, go to Nineveh. And then he didn't go, and then he had to do a whole bunch of things to get him to go, and then when he finally gets there, the whole city believes.
所以你看开始神让约拿去给尼尼微城传福音，他不肯去，然后神费了好大的功夫，最后让他终于去了。他去了以后，居然整个城的人就都信了。
You know, others are often blessed when you and I obey God.
所以当我们顺你和我顺服神的时候呢，就有人会因我们而得福了。
And people are often hurt when you and I do not obey God.
相反，如果你和我不顺服神的话呢，就有人因此而要受害了。
The sailors in chapter 1, they were hurting.
那第一章里面说的那些水手，他们就因为约拿而受伤害了。
All because Jonah would not obey.
那都是因为约拿不愿意顺服。
Now in chapter 3, everybody believes.
然后现在到了第三章呢，每一个人都信了。
And look at the last verse in chapter 3.
然后我们看这个第三章的最后一节。
And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil, and God changed his mind or repented of the evil that he had said he would do. So God wasn't going to destroy them.
于是神查看他们的行为，见他们离开恶道，他就后悔，不把所说的灾祸降与他们了。所以神就决定不毁灭这城了。
Isn't that a wonderful thing about God's mercy?
所以神有这样的怜悯，是不是真的非常的美好？
You see, Nineveh was a condemned city.
因为尼尼微是一个被定罪的城。
In 40 days, God was going to destroy it.
因为再过40天，神就会倾覆这座城。
But they repented, and God didn't destroy it.
但是他们悔改了，所以神就没有毁灭他们。
It was under condemnation.
他们本来是被定了罪的。
But now there was no condemnation.
现在不再被定罪了。
In when we read the John's Gospel, it tells us that you and I are condemned already.
当我们读约翰福音的时候，我们读到我们本来都是被定了罪的。
Because we haven't believed in the Son of God.
因为我们不信神儿子的名。
But Paul would later write in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 1, and this is a really good verse.
但是保罗后来在罗马书的八章一节里面写到，这是一句非常好的经文。
It says, therefore, there is now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
And that's what God does. He takes the condemnation away.
所以这就是神所做的事，他把我们的定罪拿走了。
When we believe him.
当我们相信他的时候。
Just like Nineveh did.
就像尼尼微人做的那样。
And just like we were thinking in Psalm 103,
就像我们刚才查的诗篇的103篇一样。
And verse 12, where God has removed our transgressions from us as far as the east is from the west.
12节说的我们的罪离我们有多远呢？就像东离西有多远，神就把我们的罪拿到多远去。
So there's no condemnation.
就再也没有定罪了。
Isn't that great?
这是不是非常好啊？
Oh, but if Jonah didn't go, they were condemned.
那如果约拿不去的话呢，他们就被定罪了。
They were sure glad that Jonah went.
所以约拿最后去了，他们真的是非常高兴，他最后还是来了。
Aren't you glad that somebody went and told you about Jesus?
那你会不会因为有人来给你讲福音，给你分享耶稣，你很高兴呢？
That Jesus paid the price for your sin.
他们告诉你，耶稣为你罪付上了代价。
To give you life.
给你生命。
Just by believing in him?
就是通过信他，你就得到了生命。
I'm sure happy that somebody told me.
有人这样告诉我了，我真的是非常高兴。
Just like the Ninevites were sure happy that someone came and told them.
就像尼尼微人一定会因为有人来告诉他们这个信息而非常高兴一样。
We would read in the Bible.
我们在圣经里读到。
That you and I were once in miry clay. Mud.
你和我原来都是在泥潭当中的。
In Psalm 40 verse 2,
诗篇的40篇的二节，
it says that God brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps.
诗篇40篇的二节，他从祸坑里，从淤泥中把我拉上来，使我的脚立在磐石上，使我脚步稳当。
He lifted us out of the mud and put us on a rock.
所以他是把我们从这个淤泥里面拎起来，然后把我们放在磐石上。
And when we were stuck and sinking in the mud, Jesus came and pulled us up.
所以当我们深陷在淤泥里的时候，是耶稣把我们提起来，放在磐石上。
A marvelous thing.
真是非常美妙的事。
And now there's no condemnation because we've trusted in Jesus.
正是因为我们信靠了耶稣，现在我们就再也不被定罪了。
So Jonah went down and he was walking away from God.
所以你看，一开始约拿的是远离神，他在一直往下走。
That's part of the geography.
这也是这地理背景的一部分。
Let's look at another one in Psalm 125.
我们再看另外一个例子，诗篇125篇。
In Psalm 125, we read about the city of Jerusalem.
这里面讲到的是耶路撒冷城。
They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion,which cannot be removed, but abides forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever.
一节和二节，倚靠耶和华的人好像锡安山永不动摇，众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷，耶和华也照样围绕他的百姓，从今时直到永远。
Jerusalem is a very high city.
耶路撒冷是一个非常高的城。
It's about 725 meters above sea level.
差不多是海拔啊，就是海平面以上725米。
And that height gave them a lot of protection.
它这个高度啊，就使它给了它很多的保障，就是保护啊。
Jerusalem was and still is a difficult city to attack by ground.
所以耶路撒冷今天依然是一个从地面很难 养工的这样的一个 城。
It's impossible by ship.
嗯，那就是这个船去攻打它就更不可能了。
And the only real easy way to attack it is from the air by airplane.
嗯，所以海军是更不可能了。陆军是从地面也很难。唯一的那个可行的方式就是空军从空中打击。
But because of its elevation, it's a very protected city.
嗯，就是因为它的有这么高的海拔，所以使这个城被保护得很好。
But in verse 2, we're reading, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever.
第二节他说，众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷，耶和华也照样围绕他的百姓，从今时直到永远。
So the geographic part is, Jerusalem is in, the, I'm going to say the middle, and there are seven mountains surrounding the city of Jerusalem.
所以从地形上看呢，就是耶路撒冷这个城在中间，然后周围有七座山呢围绕着它。Trevor, would you like to share the screen?
Sure.
I can share the screen for you.好，我们来看一下这个图啊，这图不太清楚，但大家能把字看见就行。
So you can see the star in the middle is Jerusalem.
嗯，你看我们看在中间呢，这个地方就是耶路撒冷。
And then around Jerusalem, there are seven mountains.
嗯，然后你看这个这些点都是山，所以它有七座山，一二三四五六七，七座山。
And these mountains protect the city of Jerusalem even more than it was already protected.
嗯，所以耶路撒冷本来它高呢就受保护了，现在又有七座山围绕它啊，它就是更被好很好的保护起来了。
They were high places to watch for the enemy approaching.
嗯，那这个呢，就他们有一些制高点啊，可以去瞭望，及时发现敌军。
And then you would have more warning if the enemy was ever coming.
所以如果敌军来呢，他们就可以及时的得到警告。
They were also high points that if you had soldiers there, they would be above the enemy.
嗯，而且他有这个高出高点嘛，他这样敌人来自己的这个军队呢，可以占据这个制高点。
And it makes it easier to defend the city.
嗯，所以可以更容易的就是防守啊，这个城，这个中间这个就是城。
And so we notice that these mountains are all around.
嗯，而且这里面说，他说这个众山是围绕耶路撒冷。
There wasn't a direction that they didn't cover.
所以没有哪一个方向是没有山保护的。
And it says that just like those mountains are around about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people.
所以这里才说，众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷，耶和华也照样围绕他的百姓。
So do you see how surrounded and protected the city of Jerusalem is.
嗯，所以我们可以看啊，这些山是如何围绕包围着耶路撒冷来保护它的。
That's how the Lord is around his people.
那神呢，就是这么保护属他的子民的。
God protects his people.
所以神保护他的百姓。
He sees the enemy coming.
嗯，所以神能够看见敌人是不是来了。
He defends his people.
嗯，他守护他的百姓。
And so it's very, very good for you and for me to understand that just like those mountains protect the city of Jerusalem, the same way the Lord protects his people.
嗯，所以呢，如果我们理解，我们也知道就是这七座山是怎么保护耶路撒冷的，我们就可以更容易的理解神是怎么保护他的百姓的，保护我们的。
There's nothing that will come as a surprise to the Lord.
所以没有什么对神来说是意外的，对他来说。
And he protects us.
嗯，他保护了我们。
Isn't that good to know?
我们知道这一点是不是很好啊？
That there's nothing ever in our lives that happens that surprises the Lord.
也就是说，在我们生活中发生的任何事情，对神来说都不是意外。
And so we have another geographic feature that helps us to understand the scriptures.
所以这里又是一个例子，就是这个地理的这个背景，能帮助我们明白圣经。
And so when we're reading the scriptures, we want to take notice of these geographic details.
所以当我们读圣经的时候呢，我们也要注意到这些地理的细节。
Okay, let's look at another one.
好，我们再看看另外一个例子。
There's a place in a story in 1 Kings chapter 18 called Mount Carmel.
那还有一个地方呢，是叫加密山呢，是在列王记上的十八章。
And we find this story in 1 Kings chapter 18.
列王记上十八章。
Now, I think we're going to mix a little bit of culture context and a little bit of geographic context.
在这里面呢，我们既要提一点这个文化的背景，又要提一点地理的背景。
Now, I'm not sure how well you're going to know this story.
我不知道大家对这个故事啊熟悉到什么程度。
It's quite a long story, and it would probably take most of the remainder of our time for me to read it in English and Yan Ling to read it in Mandarin.
因为这是一个很长的故事啊，如果他读一遍英文，我再读一遍中文的话，估计这节课都过去了。
So we'll do a bit of a summary.
所以我们就归纳一下，不一节节读了。
But you can read the story when we're finished.
当我们课结束了以后呢，大家可以自己再把这故事读一遍。
There was a man named Elijah.
那这里有一个人呢，名叫以利亚。
A prophet of God.
他是神的先知。
And Elijah was a special man.
他是一个很特别的人。
That God called and Elijah obeyed God.
神呼召了他，以利亚的顺服了神的呼召。
And at the beginning, Elijah prayed.
那在最一开始的时候呢，以利亚做了个祷告。
And when he prayed, a drought started.
他一祷告呢，就有干旱来了。And
so there was a drought on the land for over 3 years.
所以这个干旱呢，临到以色列地整整三年。
And the people were kind of mad at Elijah.
然后呢，大家就肯定非常生这个以利亚的气。
But Elijah did exactly what God told him to do.
但是以利亚是完全做的就是神让他做的事情。
Doing what God tells you to do isn't always the most popular thing.
你做神让你做的事情不一定总是受别人欢迎的事情。
There are lots of people that disagree with God.
因为有很多的人是不同意神的。
We read about lots of them in the Bible.
我们在圣经里读到很多这样的人。
Well, Elijah, was, persecuted, I guess is the right word.
那以利亚呢，我想用正确词说，就是他被逼迫了。
He was accused of troubling Israel.
因为以色列人指责他，是他给以色列带来了这个灾难。
In verse, boy, my letters are really long. 17, he's told, are you the one that's causing all this trouble in Israel?
那我们看这个列王记上十八章的十七节啊，亚哈就质问他说，使以色列遭灾的就是你吗？
But Elijah was just doing what God said.
但是以利亚做的就是完全按照神让他做的去做的。
And in verse 18, Elijah says, I have not caused the trouble in Israel, but you and your father's house,Because you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and has followed Balaam.
所以十八节以利亚回答说， 使以色列 遭灾的不是我，乃是你和你父家，因为你们离弃耶和华的诫命，去随从巴利。
Verse 19 says, Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel to Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table.
19节他说，现在你当差遣人，召聚以色列众人和侍奉巴利的那450个先知，并耶洗别所供养侍奉亚舍拉的那400个先知，使他们都上加密山去见我。
And verse 20 says, And Ahab sent to all the children of Israel and gathered all the prophets together at Mount Carmel.
20节亚哈就差遣人召聚以色列众人和先知都上加密山。
And then we have the big challenge.
这里面呢我们看到有一个极大的挑战了。
Verse 21 says, And Elijah came down to the people and said, How long will you halt between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, then follow him.
所以以利亚前来对众民说，你们心持两意要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。
Verse 22 says, And then Elijah said to the people, I, even I only, just me, remain prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. And let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it into pieces, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under it. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under it. And you call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answers by fire, let him be the true God. And the people answered and said, It is well spoken.
从22读到24啊，以利亚对众民说，做耶和华先知的只剩下我一个人，巴利的先知却有450个人。当给我们两只牛犊，巴利的先知可以挑选一只，切成筷子放在柴上，不要点火。我也预备一只牛犊放在柴上，也不点火。你们求告你们神的名，我也求告耶和华的名。那降火显应的神就是神。众民回答说：“这话甚好。”
So we have the challenge.
所以这里以利亚在挑战大家。
And the prophets of Baal.Offered their sacrifice and offered the sacrifice and offered it and tried to offer it and tried to get Baal to respond. But at the end of it, verse 29 says, And it came to pass after hours when midday was over, they prophesied till the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, and there was neither voice nor any answer nor any that regarded.
然后这巴利的这个450个先知啊，他们就不断的献祭，一遍一遍的献啊，想尽一切的办法，但最后怎么样呢？就是29节，从午后直到献晚祭的时候，他们狂呼乱叫，却没有声音，没有应允的，也没有理会的。
And this is, I suppose, where part of the cultural context comes into play.
那讲到这里呢，我们就要讲到一点这个文化的背景了。
Mount Carmel was the home main major temple for Baal worship.
因为加密山呢是这个敬拜巴利的这个偶像崇拜的一个中心。
They were the prophets of Baal were on their own home field.
也就是说呢如果是按今天那个球队比赛来说，这个巴利的先知在加密山是他们的主场。
And so, that's a place where they would normally worship Baal.
因为他们通常都是在这里来敬拜巴利的。
And Baal was the god of weather.
那巴利是什么神呢？他就是掌管天气的神。
The god of the rain and the thunder.
是这个雨神、雷神。
And so when the God that answers by fire Baal should have been able to answer with a lightning bolt.
所以本来呢他应该是降火然后这个而且有雷声回应才对。
He was at home.
因为他就在他自己家嘛巴利的这个老巢嘛。
This is where he was normally worshipped.
也是通常人们都在这里敬拜他的。
And they did all sorts of religious rituals.
那但这些先知呢尝试了所有的宗教的仪式。
They danced and they sacrificed and they sang and they cut themselves and spilled their own blood all over.
然后他们跳舞他们也献了牛羊然后他们把自己也给割伤了让血到处流满全身。
And there was no lightning.
但是也还是没有闪电。
And remember the problem was there hadn't been rain for a long, long time.
记得这个当时的麻烦是什么呢就是已经很久很久没有下过雨了。
There was a drought in the land.
这个整个地都是干旱的。
And so in verse 30, Elijah says to all the people, come near to me. And the people came near and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with thy stones, he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and he cut the bullock in pieces and laid the wood in, laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it a second time. And they did it a second time. And he said, do it a third time. And they did it a third time. And the water ran around about the altar and filled the trench also with water.
我们从30节读到35节啊，以利亚对众民说，你们到我这里来，众民就到他那里，他便重修已经毁坏耶和华的坛。以利亚照雅各子孙支派的数目取了12块石头，耶和华的话曾临到雅各说，你的名要叫以色列，用这些石头为耶和华的名筑一座坛，在坛的四围挖沟，可以容谷种2细亚。又在坛上摆好了柴，把牛犊切成筷子放在柴上，对众人说：你们用4个桶盛满水，倒在燔祭和柴上。又说到第二次，他们就到第二次；又说到第三次，他们就到第三次。水流在坛的四围，沟里也满了水。
Imagine that. Usually when you go to a challenge, you don't make it more difficult for yourself.
那通常呢，你去挑战别人的时候呢，你不会给自己增加难度的，对吧？
If you want a fire to start, you usually don't pour water on the wood or on what you want cooking.
那如果你想要点火的话呢，你不会往自己的柴上倒水吧？如果你想真的想点火做饭的话。
But Elijah said, grab 4 barrels of water.
但这里以利亚却说你们拿4个桶来装满水。
And they poured those 4 barrels and then another 4 barrels and then another 4 barrels on top.
然后他们就倒了1遍、2遍、3遍倒了3遍水在这个柴上。
The wood was soaked.
然后这个柴呢就吸饱了水。
What's easier to light, dry wood or wet wood?
哪一个更容易点着呢是干柴呢还是湿柴呢
Dry wood.
当然是干柴。
But Elijah is making the whole thing waterlogged.
但是呢以利亚却使着整个的这个祭坛上的东西都是浸满了水的。
And so he's not making his job any easier.
所以他没有使自己的这个任务更加简单了，相反是更难了。
And sometimes people will tell me, you see, this is where the Bible's wrong.
有的时候有人会说，你看，这里圣经写错了吧？
They didn't have much water. It was in the after a drought.
他们说，因为在干旱的时候，哪来这么多的水呀？
Where would they get 4 barrels of water from?
这4桶水他们是从哪里弄来的？
Where would they get the second 4 barrels from?
那第二批的4桶水又从哪来的？
And where would they get the third four barrels of water from?
还有第三批这四桶水,
and this is where the geography comes in.
那这个就需要用到这个地理的背景了。If
you look on a map, you'll see where Mount Carmel is located.
如果你看地图的话, 你就可以看到这个加密山在哪里哦。
Do you see how close it is? It's only 5 kilometers to the Mediterranean Sea.
它呢离这个加勒比海，只有这个，不是加勒比海，地中海只有五英里的距离。
You see, if you're going to drink water or if you're going to water crops, it's very important to have fresh water.
当然了，如果你要喝水或者你要浇庄稼的话呢，你肯定是需要淡水的。But
if you're trying to put out a fire, it doesn't matter what kind of water it is.
但是你要灭火的话呢，什么样的水都无所谓。If
it's fresh water, the fire will go out.
如果是要灭火的话呢，淡水可以灭。And
if it's salt water, the fire will go out.
那海水呢，去浇上去它也会灭的。
So the question about where did they get all the water from isn't a very hard question to answer when we see the geographic location of where Mount Carmel is.
所以那些问问题说他们哪来的这个水的，这个其实这个问题并不难回答，只要看看这个地方距离这个地中海有多近就知道了。Let's
jump to the end of the story in verse 38.
我们跳到这个故事的最后啊，就是38节。After
this soaking wet wood and sacrifice were there, Elijah called on the name of the Lord, and in verse 38 it says, Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up all the water that was in the trench.
38节，于是耶和华降下火来，烧尽燔祭、木柴、石头、尘土，又烧干沟里的水。That
is a pretty hot fire.
这个火是非常烈的。Not
only the sacrifice.
不仅把这个祭物给烧了。Not
only the wood.
不仅烧了木柴。But
also the stones and the dust.
连石头和尘土都烧尽了。
The Lord took it all,
神把这一切都烧尽了,
including the water,
包括水,
and he showed that he was God.
他显明,
Remember back in verse 21,
还记得回到21节里面,
we read, And Elijah came to all the people and said, How long will you halt between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him, but if Baal is God, then follow him.
以利亚前来对众民说,你们心持两意要到几时呢? 若耶和华是神,就当顺从耶和华,若巴利是神,就当顺从巴利。
And he set up this competition to show who the true God was.
然后呢,他就组织了这场比赛来看到底谁是真神。
The one who sends fire, he's the true God.
谁降下火来，谁就是真神。Who
sent fire?
那谁降了火呢?
Was it Baal who was on the Mount Carmel where he normally was worshipped?
是在通常在加密山敬拜的那个巴利吗?
Or was it Jehovah?
还是耶和华呢?
The creator of the heavens and the earth.
是造天地的，还是造天地的耶和华呢?
When the competition was finished, Jehovah won.
所以当比赛结束的时候呢，是耶和华赢了。And
verse 39 says, And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, The Lord, He is God, the Lord, He is God.
39节，众民看见了就俯伏在地说，耶和华是神，耶和华是神。It's
sort of interesting what Elijah's name means.
对，也很有趣的一点啊，就是以利亚这个人的名字是什么意思呢？
Elijah's name means the Lord, he is God.
他的名字就是耶和华是神。
And so what they were really shouting out was Elijah, Elijah.
所以他们喊的这个耶和华是神，耶和华是神，其实就是在喊以利亚的名字，就喊以利亚，以利亚。
They were shouting out his name.
所以他们就是把以利亚的名字给喊出来了。
So if you're going to name one of your children and you're wondering what you want to name them, this is a really good name.
所以你想要给你的孩子取名的话呢，这是一个好名字可以取的。
And I don't say that because my grandfather was named Elijah.
我这样说并不是说我爷爷叫以利亚。
I say it because the Lord, he is God.
我这么说是因为耶和华是神。
There is none like him.
没有别神像他。
And then we get to the end of the chapter and we read about what happens.
我们再看这一章的末了，我们看发生了什么。
Verse 43.
43节。
And said Elijah to his servant, Go up now, look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, There is nothing. And he said, Go again 7 times. And he came to pass that the 7th time that he said, Behold, There's a little cloud out in the sea like a man's hand. Then he said, Go up and say to Ahab, Prepare your chariot and get thee down that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel.
以利亚对仆人说你上去向海观看仆人就上去观看说没有什么他说你再去观看如此七次第七次仆人说我看见有一小片云从海里上来不过如人手那么大以利亚说你上去告诉亚哈当套车下去免得被雨阻挡霎时间天阴风云黑暗降下大雨亚哈就坐车往耶斯列去了
Elijah was now ending the drought, or God, sorry, was ending the drought.
现在神呢结束了干旱。
He prayed and the drought started.
所以以利亚一开始祷告的时候呢，这个干旱就开始了。
And he prayed and the drought ended.
然后他又一祷告呢，这个干旱就结束了。
For the rest of the story of Elijah, we want to look at the book of James, chapter 5.
关于这以利亚后面这个故事，我们要看一下这个雅各书的五章。
And verse 17. 17节。It says, Elijah was a man subject to like passions, just like we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rain not on earth for the space of 3 years and 6 months. And then Elijah prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit.
17-18节，以利亚与我们一样，与我们是一样性情的人。他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就3年零6个月不下在地上。他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。
Elijah was a man like you and me.
所以以利亚就像你我一样的是个人。
He has the same difficulties in life that you and I do.
所以他也有你和我一样的在生活中的困难。
That's what it means. He was subject to like passions like we are.
所以以利亚与我们是一样性情的人就是这个意思。
He wasn't a special person in that sense. He was just like us.
所以他并不是什么特别的人，他就和你我是一样，是普通人。
But God told him to pray, and he prayed.
但是神让他祷告，他就祷告了。
And the rain stopped.
然后就不再下雨了。
And then he prayed again 3.5 years later.
然后在3年半以后呢，他又开始祷告。
And the rain came back.
然后这雨又回来了。
And the earth brought forth her fruit.
地也生出土产了。
Why is that?
为什么会这样呢?
Is it because of Elijah?
是因为以利亚吗？
Or is it because the Lord, he is God?
还是因为耶和华是神呢？
You know, it's because the Lord, he is God.
嗯，因为正因为耶和华是神。
There's no other God like him.
没有别的神像他这样。
He bows his ears and he listens to our prayers.
所以他总是侧耳倾听我们的祷告啊。
Elijah said, if the Lord is God, worship him, but if Baal is God, worship him.
所以以利亚对百姓说，如果耶和华是神呢，你就应该顺服耶和华。如果是巴利是神呢，就应该顺服巴利。
Don't be thinking this way or that way.
所以不要心持两意。
Choose one.
你总是要选一个的。
Choose the true one.
要选那个真正的神。
Choose to worship the true God.
要去敬拜那个真正的神。
Worship the real God.
敬拜那个真神。
And it's something important for you and I to remember that when we're worshiping, when we're praying to the true God.
所以这一点对我们很重要，当我们敬拜我们祷告的时候，我们是向着那个真神敬拜和祷告的。
How do we know?
那我们怎么知道呢？
Well, in Elijah's story, the Lord of heaven accepted a sacrifice there on Mount Carmel.
那在以利亚这个故事里面呢，是怎么证明的呢？就是神悦纳了以利亚的在加密山上的献祭。
When we get to the book of James in the New Testament,
但是我们到了新约的雅各书呢，
God accepted another sacrifice on another hill.
神在另外一座山呢，悦纳了另外一个祭。
You see, it was a burnt offering back there in 1 Kings 18.
在这个列王记上十八章呢，是有一个燔祭的，献的。
A voluntary offering. Or a free will offering.
是甘心情愿献的。
And on Mount Calvary, there was another free will offering.
但是在这个哥哥他山上呢，也有一个甘愿献的祭。
Where Jesus was offered.
在那里耶稣被献上了。
To show that he was the true God.
来显明他是那真神。
That's why Elijah prayed and the rain stopped, and that's why he prayed and the rain started again.
这就是为什么以利亚一祷告，雨就停了，再祷告，雨就开始又下了。
Because, not because of who he was, but because of who he was praying to.
所以不在乎以利亚是谁。而是在乎他向谁在祷告。
And it should encourage you and I to seek the Lord in prayer and worship him more and more.
所以这个呢，应该鼓励到我们了，让我们更多的寻求主，然后更多的向他祷告。
It doesn't matter where you are.
对，不管你在哪里。
Elijah was in the Baal land.
以利亚可是在这个拜巴利的这个地上。
He was far away from the city of Jerusalem.
他是在离这个耶路撒冷很远的地方。
Far away from the temple.
也离圣殿很远的地方。
But there he was winning the battle.
但是他却在巴利的主场取得了这场胜利。
With his prayer.
就是因着他的祷告。
And that's how you and I win our battles.
这我们要打赢我们的仗也是用这样的方式。
It's not by our wisdom.
不是因为我们的智慧。
It's not by our strength.
不是因为我们的力量。
It's not by our riches.
也不是因为我们的财富。
But by the Spirit of the Lord.
而是因着耶和华的灵。
He's the one that gives the victory.
他是赐胜利的那一位。
Doesn't matter where you are.
所以不管你在哪里都没有关系。
You could be in the very place where Satan and the devil and they're all doing their evil, but God here is there.
你可能在一个魔鬼啊邪灵啊都特别猖獗都在努力做他们工的地方但没关系神也在那里。
It might seem like you're in the enemy's territory.
或者你就在敌人的这个占领区啊敌占区。
But that doesn't matter to the true God.
但是对真神来说这都没关系。
Because the true God is a big God.
因为真神是一个伟大的神。
He's so big he can answer any prayer anywhere.
所以他是如此伟大他可以在任何地方回应任何的祷告。
And so as we think about geography, we think about the greatness of our God able to overcome geographical boundaries.
所以你看当我们查考这个地理的背景的时候我们就看到我们的神是一个伟大的神他是不受这个地理的限制的这个地理边界的限制的。
Because he's not just Lord in the temple in Jerusalem.
因为他不仅仅只是耶路撒冷或者只是圣殿里的神。
He's not just the Lord in our church.
他不仅仅只是我们教会这点地方的神。
What did Jonah say in our very first message this evening?
对约拿最开始说的这个信息是什么呢?
Jonah said that he worshipped the Lord who made the heavens and the earth.
他对那些水手说,他说我是敬拜创造天和海的神的。
He's not limited.
他是不受限制的神。
And so we want to encourage you this evening.
所以今天晚上我想要鼓励大家。
To pray often.
要常常祷告。
To obey the Lord and do what he tells you to do.
然后要顺服神去做他让你做的事。
And remember his protection around you.
还要记得他的保护始终在你的周围。
Just like the hills around Jerusalem protect Jerusalem, so is the Lord round about his people.
耶路撒冷的众山如何保护耶路撒冷神也如何保护他的百姓。
And the Lord was there with Elijah in the middle of his challenge.
所以在以利亚挑战中巴利的先知的时候神也与他同在。
The Lord was even there with Jonah when he was rebellious.
即使约拿在悖逆神的时候神也与他同在。
And all Jonah had to do was turn around.
所以约拿需要做的呢就是回转。
And instead of going down, go up.
不要再往下走了而是转头往上走
Go the opposite direction
走相反的方向
And all you got to do is turn around
所以你只需要做一件事就是回头
Because God is there
因为神在那里
You just had your back to him
因为你一直都在背对着神
And we turn around and all of a sudden there he is
然后当我们一转身就发现哦原来神在这里。
Knowing every care.
他知道你的一切的忧虑。
Hearing every prayer.
他听你的每一个祷告。
Faithful and true.
他是信实是真神。
And so be encouraged when you read your Bible to note these things about geography and direction.
所以当你读圣经读到这些地理的方位啊方向的时候呢相信你会受到鼓励的。
God uses them to tell his story.
所以神也用这些地理的背景来讲他的故事。
And I hope you're enjoying his stories as much as I am.
我希望你能像我一样特别享受神讲的故事。
The Lord bless you this evening.
神是祝福他的圣徒的。
Can I turn it over to you, Eric?
现在把时间交给 Eric 讲了。Yes, thanks, Trevor, very much. The Lord is good. The Lord is everywhere.
谢谢 Trevor 啊，我们的神真的是个好神，他是无所不在的神。
He's not only everywhere geographically, he's everywhere spiritually as well. Whatever trials we might be going through, whatever troubles we may face, he's always there, available to us.
所以神不仅是在地理上的每一点，每一个地方他都在，他在属灵上的每一点他也都在，无论我们在经历什么样的试炼，什么样的困难，他都在，他都知道，他都与我们在一起。
So thanks very much, Trevor, for those interesting stories tonight and lessons that come from them.
所以感谢 Trevor 今天给我们讲的这些有趣的这个故事啊，以及从里面能够学到的功课。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, how we thank you that you, the self-existent one, who you inhabit eternity, and so you're everywhere in time.
主啊，我们感谢你，你是自有拥有的神，你是住在永恒里的，所以你无处不在。
And Lord, you, heaven, the heaven of heavens cannot contain you.
那天上的天也不能限制你。
And so, Father, you're larger than your creation.
你比你的所造的被造物要大得多。
And so you're much larger than all our troubles. We can come to you confidently that you can manage every problem we face.
所以你一定比我们所遇到的各种困难都大，所以我们可以带着满怀信心的到你的面前。
So Lord, continue to help us to search the scriptures, to see some of these valuable lessons, to look for new things for ourselves, asking the Holy Spirit to guide and direct us.
主啊，求你帮助我们啊，能够渴慕的查考你的圣经，去找出这些新鲜的奇妙的事情，也愿你的圣灵来帮助我们。
Lord, we thank you for all your grace and your goodness to us. We ask you to bless everyone here tonight and today, and give them all a blessing.
主，我们感谢您的恩慈和良善，我们为今天无论是晚上还是白天加入我们的这里的所有的人祈求您祝福他们。
And we would give you thanks tonight and bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们赞美你，感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen.
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 Amen.